One of the areas the Inter-American Development Bank is targeting is the so-called informal economy. That's a sector that depends on small-scale individual work that has no official oversight or support. In Mexico, the largest group in the informal economy are the street vendors. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
Wearing a bright yellow shirt and a baseball cap to match, Porfirio Salinas walks his modified bicycle down the street, blowing into a plastic whistle. It's a distinctive sound that tells the people in the neighborhood that the knife sharpener is here. The tools of his trade are mounted behind the bike seat, two electric stone wheels. As he sharpens a blade to a fine point, he says he learned the business 28 years ago from his father-in-law. On a good day, he earns up to $30. He's never had a bank account. He doesn't pay taxes. The only government-issued document he has is a driver's license. It's not a bad living, but...
I do think it is unjust. If I want to get a loan from a bank, I can't because I don't have the right documents. People who have businesses and own homes, they have access to the bank's money, but us street people, I have nothing of value.
He's not alone. An estimated half of all the jobs in Mexico City come from the informal economy. Millions of people work on the streets here doing odd jobs, selling and buying anything they can. 28-year-old José Luis Hernández pushes his bright blue cart along a tree-lined road. He's a kind of rag-and-bone man or junk dealer who collects anything old and used, especially newspaper. He's learned his cry from the old man who taught him the trade when he was 15 years old. As he collects a load of glossy magazines, he says people like him are actually good for the environment.
I take paper, plastic, glass, and metal. It's all recycled. Nothing is wasted. Everything is reused.
Still, he says, what he does is hard. 50% of Mexicans live in poverty, and jobs are scarce for some. Rainy days, he says, are the worst. But if he doesn't work, he doesn't eat. Nearby, Daniel Gonzalez pushes his old metal grocery cart down the street. Necessity is indeed the mother of invention here. If it has wheels in Mexico, someone somewhere will adapt it for their own use. Inside Gonzalez's basket is a load of oranges. Mounted on top is a juicer. He squeezes the oranges as he talks about delivering fresh juice to his clients in the neighborhood.
When it's hot, business is good. When oranges are cheap, business is good. I buy good quality oranges, and because I make it in front of them, people see I don't cheat them by diluting the juice with water.
He's 33 years old and has two daughters. His wife is expecting a son any day now. The best thing about his job is that he can set his own work hours, he says. Most people buy juice in the mornings, so he can be with his kids in the afternoon.
Tamales calientitos.
Go to any neighborhood in Mexico, and you'll hear this voice playing out over a loudspeaker. A man in the coastal city of Veracruz sells the recording for about $20, and his has become the signature cry of the Oaxacan tamale. Anyone who is selling them anywhere in Mexico uses his tape played on a loop. The tamales, made of hot cornmeal and meat, are driven around on a four-wheel cycle. Steaming metal pots are crammed on. Juan, who doesn't want his last name used, is 23 years old and has been doing this for 8 years. He dreams of having a job in a shop, maybe wearing a suit and selling shoes. Anything not to have to move around so much anymore.
I ride the bike every day from miles away on the other side of the city. I go to the city center and then I pedal here. I work all day and part of the night. I get up at 6 a.m., I get home at midnight.
He's trying to get enough money together to build a house, maybe open that shop he fantasizes about. He's not close to being there yet. It's still early evening. He excuses himself and pedals off into the night. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.